This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
He loves his job. He loves his customers, and everybody enjoys coming in there and talking to Flynn. And a leader who was attending a seminar asked him if he liked his job. And Flynn said, "I love my job." And the speaker said, "Well, what is it you love about it?" And he says, "Well, the managers will come around and they'll say, 'Flynn, how you doing today? Is there anything I can do to help you make your job better?'" And he loves his job. He also works at another coffee shop and he hates his job. And he goes in and he keeps his head down and he doesn't really meet the eye of the customers and he doesn't do a lot of side talking. And his managers there try to catch him doing something wrong. And so the customer experience with Flynn in the large coffee shop is a very different customer experience of the other coffee shop. And the difference is servant leadership.
Yeah, well, they say a fish stinks from the head down. Recently, I went into a very upscale restaurant, and I knew immediately that the people were so kind and so friendly and enjoying themselves. And then I met Scott, who is the manager, and I could see immediately why. He was there. I mean, just he has that servant leadership attitude. It was not oppressive. It was not dominant. Why is it that the young people today, this new generation coming up, I understand that they'll apply for a job, but they'll say that money's not the most important thing, is that they want to leave a footprint, which I find very admirable.
Yeah, they look for work-life balance, they look for ethics and trust, and they look for the company having a positive impact on the world around them.
They look for ethics and trust.
Yeah. Yeah, transparency is very important to them, and you cannot have transparency without trust.
I guess if somebody out there is watching this, I guess some of us are not made to be bosses, though, because whenever I think about being an authority, I cringe. It's just such an effort and a burden. I don't want to be in charge. I even told one of my engineers 20 years ago, I said, "You should actually be the boss." You know, and instead of said leader, you can't expect leadership from a non-leader. Some of us are just not born, or we don't. Maybe we're not subjected to somebody who is a good boss that we can then imitate. How important is that?
It's critical. It's so critical. You know, our leaders are dealing with employee disengagement, quiet quitters, and high turnover.
High turnover. And in today's, if you're labor intensive today, you don't want to turn people over because you may not be able to replace them. Why do you think that is, that it's hard to find people for low end positions at this point?
Because they're moving around. I mean, the people who are in entry level positions typically are millennials and Gen Z. And as Gen Z gets a little bit older, right now, the upper range of Gen Z is 25. So they're just entering the workforce if they're coming out of college. And it, you know, it used to be that we were expected to be loyal to the company. And today's people are looking for the company to be loyal to them.
Yeah, and that's
good. They have no compunction about leaving.
I mean, only a few short years ago, you had a man who put a bologna sandwich or his wife did into a metal box every day for 35 years. He went to work at Bethlehem Steel. And then at 36 years in, he decides to retire. And they say, "Oh, we're sorry. We spent your retirement." The senators and the congressmen who allowed such a thing to happen should have been hung by the scruff of their neck. Obviously, we have not had leadership. It must be a lot of fun for you, Susan Anderson, the path to servant leadership, to go into a company and be paid well to do it, to meet with management, and then to be able to turn this around, knowing you're being a blessing to the leadership, but you're being even more of a blessing to the recipients of them becoming servant leaders.
The first 3 months of the 12-month program, I do a SWOT analysis and a change readiness assessment. So I'm talking to every single person in the company. And I require that the CEOs who become my clients sign a non-disclosure. Not so much that I don't want them to know what I'm doing. That's not the case. I want them to feel free to understand the level of confidentiality that's required for me to talk to their people and to find out all the dirty laundry.
Yeah, I remember for years, somebody that worked as a blue collar worker for Ford Motor Car Company, and this man is now old, had got old and died, but he said they would never listen to the common worker that might say you could use this bolt instead of this bolt, and you'll save the company hundreds of thousands of dollars annually, and it'll work better. Until they started to have a box,
Have you ever heard the expression, if you want somebody to mop the floors, let them choose the mop?
No, I have not.
Yeah, industry today it's completely changing. In part, COVID had a very big impact that is not ever going to go away. Even if we never see another case of COVID, it changed the world. And in part, with the new generations that are coming up.
You know, I don't know if you've heard of Debbie Maycomber, the New York Times bestselling author. Well, I interviewed her like I interview you, and we became very good friends, her and her husband, Wayne. And she's very brilliant. She's quite brilliant. And you remind me of her.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah. And I'd like to reconnect with you. I'd like her to get a copy of your book. She has a whole lot of people now, you know, that she does the Hallmark movies and a whole bunch of stuff, but she has a lot of people working for her. And I think she would really like your approach. And you seem to have a kinship of tone and attitude. But anyway, just I want you to put that in there and remind me of that sometime in the future when we're talking. Okay. So tell us something about it. You go in there. What are the titles of your chapters? That sometimes is a telltale sign of what someone's going to learn from a book.
It'll probably surprise you. The chapters are titled The First 3 Months, Month 4, Months 5 through 9, Months 10 through to 12. It's not chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3 with cute little titles. This is not fiction, first of all. Yeah. Second of all, it's meant to be a guide. It's meant to be a roadmap. And people will ask me, how long will it take before I can feel comfortable that we are now a servant-led company? And the answer is, I don't know. It depends on your organization, how large it is, how old it is, which toxic managers are in place that need to be dealt with, the processes of producing your widgets. I mean, it's so personalized. What I do is so customized to the leadership and their followers.
Well, an autocratic leader, it's funny, you've got a man like George C. Patton, World War II. Now, the men would do anything for that man. You know why? He would go out to the front line. He didn't hide behind the soldiers. Right. It's just a CEO that will take out the garbage. That's, for instance, somebody tells me to take out the garbage, I might have a resentment. But if I see the boss taking out the garbage and says, would you do that on Wednesday? Sure. If it's good enough for him, it's good enough for me.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Tony Hsieh from Zappos is a really good example of being accessible. He and the rest of his C-suite had open cubicles on the same floor that the call center was in. And there was no door. There was no corner office. And he was very accessible to the people. They knew that. They understood that. They loved it. He was only in business for 10 years when Amazon bought him out. You know,
What is Zappos?
Zappos was an online shoe store.
What kind of store?
Shoes. They started selling shoes online.
Oh, and Amazon bought them out.
Amazon bought them out for $1 billion.
Right here in town, Jeff Bezos, his ex-wife, who I guess her take was $63 billion or something, well, she's giving a lot of it away. She came to our little town and gave $40 million to our local community college. Well, the man who's now running that says he has an open door policy, and he literally has the door open. Anybody can come in at any time. I would say that's servant leadership, wouldn't you?
Yes. Yes, it's definitely an inspiring leader.
Well, it's very exciting what you're doing here, because like I said, when I walk into a restaurant, I immediately can tell by the attitude. And, you know, studies show that if you have a good server, it can make up for poor food, but great food can never make up for a poor server. If your server is not having a good time, it's going to be a miserable meal. Yeah. And when they come in and they have a great attitude, you know, immediately someone, whoever's in charge here, is treating these people well because they're happy and free.
Yep. Yep.
Well, listen, if people want to get a copy, Susan Anderson, of your book, The Path to Servant Leadership, how can they do that?
It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the online book retailers.
Wonderful. And of course, we down in Vero Beach, Florida, I broadcast to a very affluent community, and we boast of having more Fortune 500 retired CEOs than any zip code in the United States. But a lot of those people are still influenced and are influencers being on the board of directors and stuff. So yeah. Maybe you'll pick up a client or two, but I hope we can get back together after I've read your book in the future and do this again. You're a lovely guest and I'm all for what you're doing. And I really want to read this book because I need it too.
Well, thank you, Rat. And I look forward to coming back on.
All right. Very much so. So please make sure that we get your contact information. And if you could text me, because you have my cell number, right?
Give it to me again.
It's 772-473-7777. 772-473-7777. And that's R-H-E-T-T. You must be familiar with that name being in the South.
Yes, I am. I thought your mom had a sense of humor when she named you.
Yeah, she liked that movie. It actually means encourager in Welsh.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, which, you know, rhetoric.
Right.
All right. So, Susan Anderson, the title of the book, folks, is The Path to Servant Leadership. If you want to have more power, sometimes it takes giving others power to really have the greatest power. And the greatest leaders are servants. As Jesus said, the greatest among you shall be the servant of the rest. Thank you, Susan Anderson. Have a great day up there in Atlanta, Georgia.
Thanks, Rat. Enjoy your time off.
All right. Thank you. God bless you.
Bye.
Thank you, Susan. Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Don't miss The Christian View, Hands and Feet of Jesus and Strategies for Life, now streaming on the Taken Network, available on 7 different streaming platforms. Find us on takentv.lightcast.com.
Tune in to Torah Life Ministries with Paul Neeson, airing daily Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. and p.m., and also heard each Saturday at 12 noon.
This is Donna True with True Reflections on Aging with Grace. Listen as I share a very important point with you concerning critical issues of the aging experience. Are you with someone whose memory is changing? You may be noticing fluctuations in a person's cognitive status. At times, you can easily detect the confusion, even though the person with the memory changes is in what appears to be denial. There is something else, and it's called anosognosia, a big word that simply means lack of insight. This is different from denial. You know the person is confused and forgetful at times, but they don't see that at all. In fact, will say you never told them what you are accusing them of forgetting. Tempers begin to flare. With caregiver education, you can learn how to better respond in a situation like this. Sometimes caregivers think their loved ones are faking it or being manipulative because they have such good company manners when they are in someone else's presence. How are they able to pull it together like that? The brain is an amazing organ, and they can pull it together for short periods of time. The 24/7 picture is very different from the short social visit. It's time to seek out a medical evaluation, typically performed by a neurologist. The doctor will try to determine the cause of the memory changes by performing a series of tests. Is it something treatable, such as a thyroid issue or depression? Reach out for answers. Now is the time. Did I say something today that got your attention? I'm Donna True, and I can be reached at 772-223-7800, Council on Aging of Martin County at the Kane Center. That's 772-223-7800.
Break through in my heart, bring in your sound. tear off the roof, the king's in the house. Just get me to Jesus, I don't care how. I don't have to wait to get the healing. I got a faith without a ceiling. So tear off the roof, cause the king's in the house. There's power in the presence, power in the blood, power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the presence, power in the blood, power in the name of Jesus. Present through to you, I don't care how. Reaching out my hand to get the healing. I've got a faith beyond the bleeding. Cause I didn't come here to hide in the crowd. Oh, there's power in the presence, power in the blood, power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the presence.
Your name.
is the highest. Your name is the greatest. Your name stands above them all. All thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name.
Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City reminds you that America has a covenant with God, established over 400 years ago at the founding of our great nation, to send the gospel into the world. Please pray for a robust revival in our nation, that we may honor this covenant in God's perfect time.
Something new is going on, and the show is called New Day with your host, Rhett Palmer. That's me. And you can listen right here on WCNO 89.9 on your FM dial at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., and 3 p.m. I'm Rhett Palmer, and it's a new day.
falling short, and that I could not be saved if it had not been for one to come down and take my place. He bore unto him a cross to forgive the sins of man, who knew not that they were lost, and that he would come again for them, for you, for me. It's true. So I say, lead the way, 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 lead the way. Lead the way, 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 lead the way. I thought I would never stray, but I need your miracle to keep me in line today, 'cause there is a hope you bring that gives me the will to stay.
My God, I'll sing your praise. praise. And oh, with your love, you forgave my sin. Forgot my past and brought me back again.
We will lift you up and praise your name. for Yeshua's love and life anew. I'm no more carried along by sin, but riding a wave of love that never ends.
We will lift you up and praise your name. I know not El Shaddai. We will lift you up, call on
for a king, if he won all the battles he went out to fight and returned as a hero on a starlit night to a cheering crowd, would it make you proud? And what would you do for a king if he kept every promise that he'd ever made? Would you get out the ticker tape and lead a parade? Society ball, or would you care at all? Kings always sing to me as such grand imposing men, so full of stature, full of power, such great authority. To meet one someday. So what would you do for a king? If he came to your door, would you ask him in? Would you tell him how much you admired him? Do you think you'd dare? Or would you be too scared? Most kings don't seem to know much about the common man, so far removed and set apart. I'd cheer with thousands, we blend into a roar. Another face in an endless crowd, is that all I really am? Just one more. So what would you do for a king if he saw you fishing out by the sea? And he walked up to you and said, follow me, it's time you know. Do you think you'd go? And what would you do for a king if he took off his crown and agreed to die? And as you tried to understand it, he looked you in the eye and said, this is for you. Well, what would you do?
the civil government does not define your ethic as a Christian. That's critical that we understand that. And now maybe people will become more and more awakened to that.
Hi, this is R.C. Sproul, and I hope that you are listening to Renewing Your Mind on this station every day.
Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. and p.m. on WCNO.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Heavens praise your wonders, Lord. So who am I not to join? With all I am, I sing your praise. For by your grace I have been saved. I've been made a new creation by my God. Take me, Lord, as I am. There are no burdens in my path. Once a broken, wretched man, I'm made righteous by your hands. I've been made a new creation by my
life for me. came to rescue me. The curse was sin and shame I'd done. Death was overcome the day he came for me. That's right. And now I have a song to sing.
Radio station, thank you for being such a blessing to me and my husband and our entire family every day, 24 hours a day. God bless you all for being such an inspiration in our life. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks to you, Lord, and sing praise to your name, O Most High. I'll declare your love in the morning and your faithfulness by night. For you, O Lord, have made me glad. I will sing for joy at the works of your hand and rejoice at what you have done. I'll give thanks. and sing praise to your name, oh Most High.
I'll declare
your love in the morning and your faithfulness by night.
For you,
oh Lord, have made me glad. I will sing for joy at the work of your hand and rejoice in what you have done. And rejoice.
Woo!
Oh Lord, say
how great are your works.
You have made me glad.
Oh Lord,
how great are your works.
Oh Lord,
how great are you, Lord.
You have made me glad.
I will trust in you, Lord, for I know that you're on my side.
I can rest.
I won't be defeated.